There are some things we conceal. Vulnerability, requirement, need. I mean, consider, as I did when I first thought of this idea of a carryable, improvable, embeddable, covering presence. Consider the things you never quite admit, or maybe you can't in your position. I'll admit, I have anxiety. Big surprise to those who know me. I have occasional bouts of uncertainty. Very occasional, but still. We all have that lurking requirement. Little things that would improve us, but perhaps we are too concerned with appearances to reach out and take them. Or perhaps we've just never taken the time to train and habituate ourselves to obtain those things we require, regardless of what others think. Almost everybody will say, "Oh, well, I don't care what other people think." Almost everybody's lying. And that's okay. I understand why you would project that aura of true and complete self-sufficiency, of defensive shielding around yourself in the everyday. Or maybe I'm projecting right now, and you actually do have it all together. Either way, it will comfort and cheer me to add a potential improvement to your day. A new tool. One I use. Many people enjoy the heavy, relaxing, embrace-like feeling of a deep, wonderful trance. And many people enjoy having something weighted laid over them at night. Envision a weighted blanket. It's like an all-night hug, reassuring, reducing dispositive things and increasing your overall comfort and quality of sleep. There's research behind it, you can look it up. Anxiety vanishes, replaced by peace, comfort, a knowledge that you have positioned yourself well. And that now you are settling down. It's like flicking a switch. You lay a blanket of exactly the right weight, and they do come in many different weights, over yourself, and then let your consciousness drift away. Because you have decided now is time to sleep. You've gone through the effort of getting your blanket in place. You might as well drift off. That kind of thing can be quite beneficial, enjoyable, a part of your routine. And sleep hygiene, the practice of getting better sleep at night, depends on routine, going around the same time, in around the same place. Similar skills are useful in trance as well, so you should already be at least partly familiar with what I'm talking about. Of course, if you do decide to place a weighted blanket over your body, to relax under it and let its heavy embrace help you sleep, help you rest, you may have to wait a little bit to get one. So allow me to do what I do for myself. I prefer to be unencumbered. I move a little when I sleep. I shift from place to place. But I also have occasional anxiety. So a nice blanket, something heavy over my body, would actually be beneficial. Listen, relax, listen, sink. Listen and visualize what I present to you, an alteration to the air around you. If you're already laying in your bed, it might be helpful. But no matter where you are, I'm sure you can envision heavy, weighty, slow, sedate, pleasurable, light, calculated, calibrated pressure on your arms, on your legs, all over your body, helping you to stay pinned down to whatever comfortable surface you lay on, keeping your stirring to a minimum. And if your subconscious has a momentary flash of something that would be helped by a warm embrace, then that condition which can be helped would be aided by a weighted blanket laying over you, helping, soothing, restoring you, mind and body. Just another part of your routine, your hypnotic routine, your sleep routine, the things you need, the things you want, the things which vitalize and improve your habits, the flow of your evenings. Soothing, comfortable, weighted blanket, heavy across your body. Imagine it unrolling over you as you lay down, starting at the tips of your toes, rolling that heavy blanket over your body, unrolling it across your legs, positioned however you want them. And of course, you know you can move them under there, shifting them to ever more suitable positions. All the blanket does is create a kind of space around you, a nest, a fortress, a momentary decision that you will exist within these bounds and no others, at least for a little while. Covering slowly up over your legs and then rolling further. A weighted blanket, but always light enough you could move it off easily if you took a deliberate action. But just like trance, if you allow only subconscious, undirected actions, you might end up deciding it's quite pleasant to stay right where you are. Pleasurable, soothing, remain where you are. Listen, covered, as it rolls a little higher, over your thighs, up a little higher, over the area above, up and up, easy to breathe, easy to shift, warm and soothing to just be there, comfortable, covered in that hypnotic assistance, that enhancement of your evening, that addition to your flow. The weighted blanket covers your body, slowly unrolling upward, inch by inch. Natural, pleasurable. Visualize it and exactly what it will mean. That weighted blanket will always be accessible to you, part of your psyche. So even if you have to travel and you can't bring 30 pounds of wonderful weighing down with you, you'll still be able to turn to your own mental response. The way that when you lay down and you decide it's time to rest, to sleep, the blanket begins to unfold, unrolling from the tips of your toes, up over ankles toward your knees, an insidious part of your own thought process, your own meditation, something I have given you only by awakening the awareness that when you're laying in bed with your eyes closed at the end of the day, there are some very easy visualizations that are available to you, some little things you can do that will have a very real effect, a simulation. Of course, even if you do have your own weighted blanket with you, these will still be beneficial things you can add to your thought process, your sleep hygiene, your mechanisms and rituals prior to rest. For example, if you're laying in a bed, if you are resting, if you are in a place where the intention is to go to sleep and rise later, you are able to close your eyes and simulate certain responses. Envision your arms growing heavier, as if your nervous system had decided, all right, any signals that we send to the arms, to the legs, trying to move, are going to arrive just a little more sluggishly, just a little more slowly. They will arrive more softly as well, so the exertion placed upon arms and legs is quickly nullified, as though a weighted blanket were providing counter pressure. And that pressure, and the science backs me up on this one, is itself a comforting, relaxing thing. Try it sometime if you doubt me. Your mind, full to the brim, with the potential to feel this new addition. If you're laying there, just laying there, adopting the position of sleep that is appropriate for you, and then you felt that weighty sensation start in the tips of your toes, move its way up your calves, ankles, past your knees, up through your legs, up through the trunk of your body, and out your arms to the tips of your fingers, continuing over your shoulders, up, up, and up. But the warmth of this hypnotic imposition, heavy, relaxing, soothing, nurturing, heavy, weighing you down, heavy and comfortable, this addition to your nights, can cover all of you, your mind as well. You have learned the sluggish, hypnotic, pleasurable thought process you're now using. You have learned a certain way of thinking, and it is akin to a physical heaviness, where your arms and legs have decided, for this time, for the duration of this session, be it a session of trance or of deep sleep, you have decided to let your body be at rest. The slow, heavy, weighty blankness. And even if you have a real weighted blanket atop you, you can still feel the second one, the additional, hypnotically permitted, weighty, heavy, soothing enhancement to your nights. It's so comforting to be covered. It is so relaxing to be pinned down beneath something of our making. A symbol of a simple wish I have for you. I want you to get a good night's sleep. Whatever you may think about my goals, my machinations, my desires, you being well rested helps every one of them. You having soothing nights of increased comfort supports all of your goals, all of my purposes, anything you might achieve through hypnotic trance or deep meditation. Therefore, let it be. At the moment when you decide to lay down and make an effort towards sleep, the switch will flick, and you will begin to feel that weighted blanket roll from the tips of your toes up your body, creating the slight impression of pressure down into the comfortable surface you rest upon, creating an awareness of both relaxation and the cradled, comforted feeling of being covered over. And just like any other weighted blanket, you can push it aside, an act of mind or of body, pushing it out of the way so you can get up when you need to. And when you return to that place, say if you get up for a drink of water or to go use the washroom, when you return, you can pull the blanket right back over you, tuck it into place, allow it to have its influence. When you are covered, safe, nestled down in a weighted, walled place, you are safer. You are more able to rest, to truly get a night's rest. That's what being covered over like that does. That's what it's for. The slight pressure above your body, distributed everywhere so it is utterly comfortable, completely safe, but it gives you an awareness, the awareness of a close embrace, a squeezing warmth, an information that your brain will do good things with, pieces of information, but also the general faith that you are covered, held, weighted down a little. You let that information in. Let it pass through your nervous system, through the muscles which are being gently pushed. You let your brain pick it up, pick up the signal, pick up the desire to just lay there, covered, weighed down, safe each time you flick the switch that says you're now going to go to bed. You are now going to participate in the pre-sleep ritual that includes that blanket slowly rolling up over your body, making you comfortable, held, waited, able to rest.